My name is Esme Guerra. I am 16 years old. Today is May 28th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Jonathan Lisiaga, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Mira Mesa, California. Describe what you recall from your car accident.
I recall making a phone call and then waking up on the ground.
What do you mean waking up on the ground?
I didn't know what happened in between, so the accident knocked me out unconscious.
Do you remember anything from that then, really, the car accident?
Just remember waking up on the ground. When on the impact of it, it knocked me out unconscious. Body didn't let me feel the pain.
How did he feel after it?
Confused. Confusion is would be one of the biggest emotions I was feeling, because I didn't know what happened until the paramedic told me.
So you didn't know you were in a car accident?
Nope.
And you don't remember being hit by a car?
Nope.
Do you remember anything about the other car?
Just remember that it was... Well, I didn't see the other car until it was described to me from the report that the CHP had made. That it was a black Cadillac.
So you don't really remember anything about the car? Like witnessing it?
No, because I was making that phone call and I was kneeling down next to the car and between the car and the dividers to make a phone call, and it was a lot of noise. So I wasn't even looking at anybody or anything.
How did the accident happen?
The lady lost control of her vehicle, swerved hard and at a fast speed, hitting the vehicle I was driving hard enough to hit me and send me flying.
What were your injuries? I know you had multiple.
A lot. A lot of road burn. Had a cracked skull with a brain blood clot, or a blood clot in the brain. I had a broken collarbone, a shattered ankle.
Was everything on one side primarily, or was it like all over your body?
Yeah, it was all the broken bones was on one side, all on the right side, because that's where it's. From what how it happened, seems like the impact of the vehicle hitting me was what broke all those bones and opened up my skull, not the landing.
So it was like prior to it, really, that you everything broke and then you just flew off.
Seems like it.
But what could you have done differently? Not change the tire.
Yeah. Gone off the freeway. Even on rim, because there was nothing but rim when they blew out the tire. So I should have just rolled off the freeway and not pulled over.
What was the worst thing about the accident?
I almost died. I mean, okay. That's pretty much the worst thing. I almost died. I mean, the car was totaled. It was nothing but the front end of the car that was still there. Everything in the back was smushed to the front.
Can you think of anything good, positive out of the situation?
It made me see life in a completely different perspective.
What do you mean?
I began to treat life as a very sensitive short-term thing that we have.
So it was more of like an eye-opener to what life really was?
It was a really huge eye-opener to life. I used to, before the accident, I used to live life in the fast lane, and after the accident, my life came to a complete stop because of the healing. So I took the time to actually, as they say, stop and smell the roses.
Did you do the whole thing, like, flash, like, your life flashed before your eyes, or is that really not a thing, like, that occurred?
I guess it would be a different, I wouldn't say it's not a thing, because what happened with me was a fast, it happened so fast that the impact hit me without me knowing it hit me, and when I woke up, I was confused of what happened, so that saying wouldn't really apply to me. I mean, I didn't really have the time to even think about anything.
Who's at fault? Is it your fault or is it the other person's fault?
It was the other person's fault because I wasn't even driving.
Would you forgive them? To this day, if you were to think about it, would you forgive them now?
Yeah.
If, like, you came in front of them, if they were right in front of you, would you forgive them?
Yeah, because she lost control of her vehicle. I can't really say that she should have been driving differently. I don't know how she was driving. I don't know what made her lose control, other than that she stated in the report that a tire got caught in her vehicle. So, I mean, not everybody's a great driver. So yeah, I would forgive her. Not like she purposely tried to.
She targeted you.
Exactly.
How has this incident shaped or affected you today? Like, you can take it both ways. Like, how the injuries, and then, like, emotionally or whatever.
Well, physically, I'm not the same. My ankle hurts from time to time because I have screws in there. So when it rains and gets really cold, I can feel it more. And that would be physical. Oh, and I also lose my balance a lot. That thing we have in our brain that helps you control your balance, I think it damaged in the process. So I lose my balance even when I'm just standing and not moving. Yeah, but it's kind of weird, really. But emotionally, it really didn't affect me emotionally. I'm just grateful to be alive and made me realize God has a plan for me.
What were you thinking when this occurred? Like, what was your first thought afterwards?
Oh, afterwards?
Yeah.
I was worried about her dad's car.
So you weren't worried about your health at first?
I really wasn't even worried about myself at all. People that would visit me, if I owed them something, I'd say sorry. I still owe you. When your dad came to see me, he first thing that came to my mind was your car, his car. It was totaled. There's no fixing it. So yeah, it's. I didn't really care about myself. I wasn't really thinking about myself.
Did you realize how bad the situation was at that time, though? Like, did you realize how bad it was, or not really?
I don't think it processed in my mind.
That you were just in a car accident, you were injured.
Yeah.
Blood all over you.
Yeah, it really didn't process in my mind. Even when the doctor said that I have to go into emergency surgery to drain out for my blood clot in the brain, and he said it's a 50-50 chance of my survival, didn't really process in my mind. I was thinking about everything else. I wasn't going to be able to go out no more.
How clearly do you remember the situation, or is it whatever others told you?
It's just pretty much whatever others told me, or what I read in the CHP report.
By chance, did this ever get on the news?
It did.
Like, was it a big story, or like...
It came out on the news. All I know is it did come out on the news, mm-hmm. because one of my bosses from when I was working at Kaiser... printed out from the internet on Fox 5, I think it was. Didn't identify me because nobody knew who I was. But it did say someone that worked at Kaiser or security or something like that.
What were some memories or, like, I guess, special moments throughout this? Like, obviously your healing process probably sucked. But, I mean, like, is there any, like, special memories or experiences that probably would have never occurred if this had never happened?
Yeah, that took me to a lot of places.
And like, he
took
what?
Care of me.
Like, what places?
And bathed me. Well, he took me to Universal Studios, to a War concert, and they would have never met War and themselves. I got an autographed hat. Or what do you call those things? Not like a hat, but whatever, it's a cover. And then I went to Legoland. I was always getting pushed because I was in a wheelchair. So, yeah, I guess you could say it was like I got pampered, sort of.
What did you get out of the situation?
I got screws in my ankle.
Dexter, go. Go.
Screws in my ankle, metal plates in my skull, an abnormal collarbone.
What do you mean an abnormal collarbone?
The bone is not straight anymore. So there's like a big lump.
Does it cause constant pain?
Sometimes. Sometimes it hurts. My screws, my ankles, what hurts the most of a lot of times. Especially when I put too much stress on it, I will feel the pain. So I have to like relax it and all that. And I never took, I never went to physical therapy.
You probably should have.
Maybe, but I did my own physical therapy.
Like what?
I would move the ankle a lot. I would walk a lot. Just whatever came to mind to practice my ankle to move again. So I can walk. So I did my own physical therapy. I know, I've heard that physical therapy will push you too far to where it hurts like crazy. Because they don't know what your limit is. So I decided to do it myself. Hold on.
Bless you.
Got it.
How did you guys react to the phone call? And this is my parents.
Kind of scary. When we got a federally blocked phone call from CHP, it was a scary feeling. We didn't know what it was or why they were calling us. So when they told us that our vehicle was in an accident, obviously we didn't care about the vehicle. We asked about the driver, and they wouldn't tell us what was going on. They just told us to get over to the hospital as soon as we can. So that itself was a scary drive.
Did you guys think he was dead?
Yes.
What's your mom?
Especially because the doctors, the CHP wouldn't give us any information. They just wanted to speak to me since I was the registered owner of the vehicle. And all they indicated was that the car had been in an accident and that the driver was at the hospital. That's all they would tell me. So it was very nerve-wracking not knowing what had happened to Jonathan.
How did you guys react when you guys got to the hospital and saw him?
No, we were nervous the entire time when we got there. Somebody looked at us with a regretting look, and they asked if we were Jonathan's family, and I said yeah, and I looked over and he was with his eyes closed, covered in blood, and I started to cry because I thought he was dead. And it was a scary feeling, to know. I thought my brother was dead. I never thought I'd have to say goodbye that early.
And out of nowhere. You, Mom?
For me, I actually remember us getting there and him actually being in surgery. I mean, that's how I recall it. That when we first got there, we had to wait. But it was hard seeing him. It was hard seeing him all bandaged up. And, the first thing he says is, "I'm sorry for the car," but we didn't care about the vehicle. We were worried about him and about how he was. And he looked really bad.
How did you guys react once you guys found out he wasn't dead?
We were happy.
Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was the weight of the world off our shoulders, and you know, it was. It's a life-changing experience. You know, you don't realize how much you appreciate somebody till you think they're gone, which was a very, very terrible situation that we went through and hope we never have to go through again.
It was bittersweet, you know. I mean, obviously we were happy that he wasn't dead, which was the sweet part of things. And, you know, bitter was the fact that he was messed up. He had brain surgery. His collarbone was broken. He had a lot of injuries to him, and we didn't know how he was going to be afterwards. You know, now it was time to see about the healing process. So we were glad he wasn't dead. We were, you know, happy. But then we knew that he had a long recovery for what the doctors were saying. You know, they had him monitored because he did have brain surgery.
What were any special experiences that you guys, had with him? Was there anything funny about this? Anything funny out of this tragic situation?
We got to spend a lot more time with him. You know, due to the circumstances, he did come to stay with us for a little bit. And we try to incorporate him and, you know, let him know that things were going to be okay. I guess one of the things that I can remember the most, and I think it probably happened more because of him, is when we actually went to go to a concert. I had won some tickets, and it was only a pair of tickets. But when we got up there, I figured I would trade in my tickets to purchase another one, and we can maybe sit somewhere else. And when we finally got to the concert, we bought his ticket, but they actually, you know, they kind of started talking to him, and he had mentioned on how he had been in a recent car accident and almost died. And, you know, they kind of had a conversation with him, and they actually gave us meet and greet passes to go meet Warren Tierra. And, you know, we try to do just incorporate them in a lot of our activities.
You, bro? Mm-hmm. That's about it.
That's about it.
Okay. Thank you.